This is the beginning of World Peace and Prayer Day. Officially, we had an evening yesterday in which some of us met the 13 Indigenous grandmothers, beautiful souls who have traveled around the world bringing message of peace and unity to many, many countries of the world. And I spoke yesterday, as I will today, of our joining with the purposes of the Lakota tribe and of Indigenous peoples everywhere, joining with the sacred purpose of preserving and protecting the earth. We have a responsibility that is born out of our heart's truth, that we are part of the earth and the earth is part of us. Not just the physical earth, but the being of the earth. The being of the earth is the oneness of all. It is the Divine Mother that comes through the earth and allows us to know that we're part of everything. Many of us today are attuned to the needs of the earth because we understand that there's a great need for healing. There's been a great travesty committed in many places to the earth's forests and waters and air. So we feel concerned based on the fact that we understand we are living in a habitat as a species, and our survival and life and the quality of our life is dependent upon the quality of the soil and the water and the air that we breathe and that we take in. So many of us know that. We understand that today. But we're just at the cusp of having the faintest idea that the earth is a conscious being, and that the being of the earth has a relationship to us. We have a relationship to her. And so the purpose of this day, in addition to all the parts of it that have specific purposes, is for us to come into sacred relationship with the being of the earth, to know that we belong to her and she belongs to us with the sense of belonging. As I spoke last night, we understand what the word belonging means when we speak of our families. We understand those who have had children, who are parents, know that their children and them have a sense of belonging with each other. Families in general feel that. We attribute the sense of belonging to biology, to the fact of having been born in a certain place, time, and location with a particular group of people. But the very same concept of belonging has to do with our relationship with the earth. The very same. We are never apart from the consciousness of the earth, and the consciousness of the earth includes all of us. So on this sacred day, we're going to try in the various ways we've divided up the day to become more conscious, to become more present to the earth and to each other, because we are part of each other as well. World Peace and Prayer Day is about unity. And it's about prayerful unity. It's not just about unity. It includes the Creator, the Spirit that dwells within all, as the foundation of unity. It's not a thought about unity, although that too. It's the fact of unity. And the fact of unity comes through our understanding that we are one being, all souls combined, live inside the unity of one. And that unity of one comes through the earth and is the earth and manifests as the planet and manifests as other planets as well. That unity of one manifests, takes form as the body of the earth. We are part of a sacred being, sacred and holy being, that is the source of life and that gives life to the universe and gives life to our planet, but not just to our planet, to the entire universe. So we have drifted through history, through time, away from the understanding of sacredness. We've gotten more caught up in the belief that the physical is all there is, just what we see in front of us. It was never true, but we've learned to objectify things, and we've learned to objectify the earth, and this is what we need to undo now. Because of the harm that's been done to the earth, and because it's not the truth of our hearts. It would be one thing if we were saying to ourselves, well, I shouldn't do that because it's damaging to the earth, because the drilling that's going on is depleting the resources, because we're breathing in air that's not good for us. It would be good to know that, to live with that consciousness. But as important, or more important, is our heart. We're not living in truth. We're not living in the truth of our belonging with each other and with all. So we need to take this day as a stepping stone to move more in the direction of truth. I'm going to read to you something that is a between a prayer and a poem, and then we'll sit quietly for a while. This is called The Body of the One. Let us honor the one body of which we are a part. The blood that flows through our veins is one blood. The life that beats within us is one life. The breath that moves through our lungs is one breath. Holy, life-giving. Some of us do not have clean water to drink. We cannot wash away the toil of the day in the purity of bathing. Some of us do not have enough food to eat. We give to our children what we can, and yet some remain hungry. Some of us are confused and alone and lonely, and do not know where to turn for comfort, even when others say, come. Some of us are in such pain that we turn to things that do not belong in the body to make our bodies and our hearts feel better, to fill the emptiness. We are one body. We are one life. We are one breath of the Creator living in time and space, waiting to recognize the truth of our own being, the truth arriving now, the body of the one. We'll sit with that for a little bit and see whether we can open our hearts to love for the earth and for the one being that is the source of all of life. As we sit here together, let's experience the earth together and all that's existing in this present moment. We hear the birds calling to each other. We hear the music playing in the background. We hear many different varieties of life speaking, giving voice to the life within them. We enjoy listening to birds. And we need to hold with our enjoyment gratitude, sacred life, the life that's one coming through the vocalization of the birds. We need to learn to pay attention to what gives life to the life we observe and hear and take part in and enjoy. What gives life to that life, to those birds that are speaking so beautifully to each other and to our hearts and to our souls. There are different ways of looking at the life of the world. We can be looking at what's missing. We can be looking at what has yet to come. And we can be looking at what's here. Because the source of life that comes through the earth and that's in each of us is here. It's not missing. It's present. And so we need to be present. To be present to that. To the source of life that's here, with us, in us, around us. Sometimes we sit, we desire to attune, and yet our mind gets busy. We're thinking a lot of thoughts about this and that. The breath of life is always with us. The breath of life is what you breathe with your physical lungs. But it's more than that. It's the sacred breath of the universe. It's always both the physical breath filling our lungs, bringing nourishment to our bodies, and the breath of the universe coming through our physical breath, because there is only life giving us life. It's not mechanical. It is physical, but it's intentional, a gift of creation that we breathe, that we exist, that we are alive. And so, if your mind gets busy and thoughts take over, come back to breathing. Breathe into your lungs. Be aware of the breath of life coming through your own breath. And if you like, you can say to yourself, I am breath. Or, I am one with my breath. And come back to that. If you start having many thoughts, I am breath. I am one with my breath. And let that be your mantra for a while. We're coming to the end of this sitting time. Let yourself become aware of your heart. Your heart carries the truth of love for all, of love for the earth, love for yourself, love for all beings. Your heart carries that truth. Let yourself offer a prayer through your heart for the benefit of the earth. That you may bless the earth with your intention and give to it what you have received from it. Give to it your care and your attention and your reverence and your love. May the earth be blessed. May all beings be blessed. May we learn the language of the sacred life of the earth, the language that comes through the birds and the sunlight and our breath and our bodies. May we learn the sacred language that comes through the physical life that we share, that we may speak this language to each other and to the sacred earth. May all beings become aware of their oneness with each other. And may peace come to the earth as a result.